I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening to us today. It's Friday. It's like a little gift that we get every week. Just a delight. Hope you have a great Friday. We might do a happy hour tonight on Instagram. Bryn and I have already been in talks about that this morning. If he can figure out what to do with his kid, it's on.
Nita's off today, so it's a good chance.
Oh, okay. So this is, we just all jump on, I don't know, around 5 o'clock. Are we going to do it, Brynny Boy, or on mine, Clarky Clark?
I'm not sure. Whatever. Sometimes yours has problems, I think it's because you're a big deal.
Yeah, so. You know, as you know.
I'm not sure why it doesn't work in your account sometimes, but
yeah. Well, either way, we'll be up there, and Nikki will be. Maybe we'll. Vinny, obviously, you're invited. Although I know how much you love drinking with us. And
no, thanks.
Yeah, V-Hale.
And I
want to
try something new too. There's going to be a new display. Nicole and I have been working on this.
Oh yeah, I was hoping. I'm excited.
Oh
yeah,
so. Wait, what? What?
But you'll see. I'll tell you all about it later.
It's really exciting. Right now, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Drive the most trusted brand on the road in California, Toyota. Let's go places. Mm. All right, so here's what's happening. I want to begin with a local story for me, and certainly a Bay Area story, as all Santa Cruz County debris flow evacuation orders have been reduced to warnings.
Oh.
So the big fear as this storm moved through was that any place there was a fire, we would have mudslides, or yeah. Now they're referred to as debris flows, whatever. Same thing. And really a problem for a lot of people. As a matter of fact, it's 5,000 evacuees now get to return home.
Oh, what a relief that must be.
It is. Now that I know that feeling, I can tell you I'm sure they're all racing home because it's not been fun for them. So anyway, they will be living under debris flow warnings and have been told, don't unpack your go bag. Be ready.
Oh,
just
okay.
In case. But I think we have moved through the worst part of the storm, and that leads me to our weather, which is you're still going to see some clouds and rain today. There will also be weekend sunshine, though. Depending on where you're at, it could be nice all weekend or a mix of clouds and sun. Another storm on Monday and Tuesday, though. So if you've got things you need to do outside, seize those moments this weekend.
Right.
Because we're back into a little storm window Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking at. It doesn't look like it's gonna be great. Today's partly cloudy. I see some sun, but not until Wednesday do I have any. It looks like rain all weekend here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yuck.
Well, any sunshine you get right now, that's the warning. Seize it.
Take advantage.
Use that
of
moment.
It.
Whatever you got to get done, do it then, because we still have storms moving through. There's that.
Okay.
All right. So I wanted to talk about this Subway lawsuit.
Subway the sandwich shop?
Subway the sandwich shop. So you like Subway?
Sure.
I'm okay with it too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're traveling, it's just as good as any other quick food restaurant, and in some cases better, depending on what your options are.
Right. I'm kind of a sub snob, so.
Yeah, no, and I understand that. I think that, you know, once you have Michael sourdough, you sort of go like, oh boy, this is how a sandwich should taste.
Right, exactly.
So I get that. But again,
it's fine.
fast food restaurant, millions of them everywhere. Depending on where you're traveling, it might be your best bet. We have heard, though, that, like, if you remember, I can't remember exactly what country it was that declared Subway's bread not to be bread because it had too much sugar in it.
Yes.
You remember that story I told you?
I don't remember what country either. I thought, like, Holland or something. Exactly.
It random, and yet they looked at the ingredients and said, no, that's not bread. So the lawsuit now, Subway's tuna is not tuna, but a mixture of various concoctions, according to a lawsuit that's been brought against them by a couple of people in Alameda.
It's not tuna? What isn't tuna easy enough to get? Tuna.
They're saying, the people with the lawsuit are saying, it is not tuna. There's no tuna in their tuna sandwiches.
No tuna.
That's what they're saying. This hasn't gone to court yet.
Okay, all right.
You know, Subway describes its tuna sandwich as freshly baked bread layer with flaked tuna blended with creamy mayo and then topped with your choice of crisp, fresh veggies. Delicious.
God, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. I love
tuna. Does sound good, right? Mm.
Tuna fish sandwich is just delish.
You know, I'll tell you something before I get to the meat of the story here, which is I would never in 100 million years order tuna anywhere.
Anywhere. Only ever. At home. Only ever at home.
To me, I get that you're a sandwich place, and my sincerest hope is each morning someone comes in and hand makes this wonderful tuna that they'll be serving today.
Right.
And they have to remake it by lunchtime because they've already sold through that first batch.
So many people want their fresh tuna.
Right. I fear, though, that tuna's been sitting a while and is not what I would call a
tuna
sandwich.
I'm with you. And also, there are so many variations on tuna salad. Like, I don't want your crunchies in there. You know what I want? Tuna and mayo. I'll add anything else I want on top. But some
you
people
won't
like
dice pickle or no, dice celery.
Onion or, you know, a lot of people like that, but I don't want anything in it. And I want the right ratio of mayo to fish. Like, I'm very particular about my tuna. I'll only eat the tuna that has been prepared here in my home.
According to the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, which is here, the complaint alleges the ingredient billed as tuna for the chain's sandwiches and wraps contain no tuna. A representative for Subway says, no, these claims are without merit. Not only is the tuna real, the company says it's wild caught, too.
Oh, so they're saying you're wrong. How do these people know? Did they do like a tuna DNA thing?
They're saying the star ingredient, according to the lawsuit, is made from anything but tuna. Based on an independent lab test of multiple samples taken from Subway locations in California, the tuna is a mixture of various concoctions that do not constitute tuna.
So there are other fish
blended together to imitate the appearance of tuna. Have you ever had like that fake crab?
Yes.
So I'm not saying that's what's happening here. I don't know what's happening here. Yeah. I just thought it was interesting because it's what
John,
probably
John
a lot
calls
of,
the fake crab the particle board of fish.
Yeah, it's not, you know, crab. It's,
not, it's
pricey
it's
and it doesn't
fishy,
keep.
Right. It's definitely, there's at least smells like fish, has that consistency, but I know it's like crab logs. That
right.
It's not really.
So I don't know if that's what they're doing here, and I'm not making that accusation. I'm simply saying I do know there are some things that are made to look like things, and then yet they're not.
Right.
We found the ingredients were not tuna and not fish, according to the attorney the people, Karen Danawa and Nalima Amin, both residents of Alameda County in the Bay Area. They're hoping this ends up getting certified as class action, which would open the case to thousands of Subway customers in California who've bought tuna sandwiches and wraps from January 21st, 2017 on. So we'll see how this goes. I'll keep you up on it, but I just thought it was worth a mention. I bet there are people who eat that sandwich regularly.
Right, which is brave.
Well, Not everybody has, you know, look, I have a thing. I fear my lunch is going to make me sick, so I don't want to get sick. And I, you know, I'll order the safest possible thing wherever I go.
Do you remember that scallop scandal? I seem to remember this from the 70s. They were taking like skates or rays and taking a little cookie cutter and just cutting out round pieces from like the... There was like a whole thing where it was skate and not scallops.
No, I never heard this. Was this an East Coast thing?
I guess. I mean, I felt like that was a big thing, but if you've never heard of it, then I don't know.
The great scallop scandal.
The scallop scandal. Yeah.
Huh.
Right.
Scallop. Well, anyway, there you go. So that's the story. Subway's, you know, sandwiches.
Yeah, that's, well, I'm not worried about it because there's zero chance I would ever order tuna salad anywhere except home.
Agreed.
Yeah. What do you put in yours? You put
I like onion.
Oh, you like a little onion, a little pickle? You
I like
a pickle?
Onion. I take, well, I won't say no to it. I'm really not a pickle guy. I don't think that's food. But if you put it in there, I'll still eat it as long as it's been made here at home.
Celery and stuff, you're fine with that?
No, celery is just useless to me.
I just don't want crunchy stuff in it.
Well, and I understand that. Look, Christina won't have cookies with nuts. Hates them.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Like, actually, we'll look at a cookie and say, no, thanks.
Oh. See, I would prefer that there be nothing in my cookie, but I'll still eat it.
I know. That's
you
why
put really
I said
anything.
That. I
mean, there'd be some, like, garbage bags in there. I'd be like, well, it's still a cookie.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though, is that a nut in her cookie
at
will
the
be
end.
A no.
It's ruined. Uh-huh.
So I'm not a... I wouldn't say no to the tuna, but as long as it's homemade. She also, do you pour vinegar in there?
No.
That's something that
she adds vinegar and the mayo?
Mayo and mustard, yeah.
Isn't mayo made with vinegar?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but I'll eat it. I still eat it.
Yeah, I like mayo.
Yeah.
But I don't want too much. I don't want like bits of tuna floating in mayo. I want the right, it's got to be
just enough
to get on every piece.
I even put a little squirt of mustard in there and then mix it
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah,
that
it's
wouldn't
not
bother
bad.
Me. You do what, like Gouldens or yellow mustard or
I like the
Dijon?
Spicy mustard.
Okay.
Mayo is made with either lemon juice or vinegar.
Oh. So she's just adding a little extra. Yeah,
I
think you can make mayo at home. It's like egg whites and vinegar or something. I don't know.
Egg yolks.
Why would you do
that? Oh, egg yolks only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Something.
Anyway,
it sounds
like a lot of work.
It does.
A new survey asked people if they're afraid to get in the car if the driver is a 16-year-old.
The answer is yes.
In fact, the survey asked people, would you be afraid to get in the car if the driver was your 16-year-old self?
Yes. I would.
My answer to that is 1,000%.
Yeah.
One of my luckiest... realities is that no one got hurt
right
by me driving when I was 16 because it's a freaking miracle.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
My kid now, the only one who drives, it has been driving for 5 years. So he is like, I don't have to grip the sides of the car. But man, that first year after he got his license, like I remember getting on the highway and I really thought, well, this is it. It's been a fun life, and I'm gonna die. And of course, you can't say anything because that just means, Mom, shut up. What are you doing? It's, oh God, just sit there sweating. Yeah, driving with kids, not fun.
One in five people got into an accident while they were learning to drive. I got into an accident 2 weeks after I got my license, so it happens.
Yep.
You know, there are a lot of distractions. There were less, you know, however many years ago that was, I'll just not say. But, yes, there are more distractions now even than then with phones and...
At least there are fewer children running out in the street. They're all inside with headsets on in the virtual world.
Who taught you to drive?
My mom and dad. But I lived on I lived out in the sticks. So we had a road that... They would let me just go because they were so sick of driving with me. So it was about a half mile long, and I could do a 3-point turn at the end and come back. That was like a dead end and a dirt, basically a dirt road. So I just got to drive around.
Mom is down the list. Dad's the number one common driving teacher, a friend, a sibling, an actual hired driving teacher, and then your mom on the list of people who taught you to drive. But, people are terrified to get in the car with a 16-year-old self or the 16-year-old at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that...
I just remember stupid moves I made when I was a kid. Even when I was 18, 19. I mean, I got a really bad accident at 18. And just, you know... And I relive it all the time. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about this. I was saying some of the stories that I've told over the years are such a bad example.
Yeah.
Even though they're funny and we could sit here and have a big chuckle over it.
And the problem is you survived it. So then the kids go, cool, man.
Exactly right. So I'll just leave those stories out. And I am out of time. So our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Subway is owned by Pepsi, who also owns Taco Bell. Is that true?
I don't know.
I didn't know that. Taco Bell had claims their ground beef was not beef. Not a surprise about the tuna. I don't know any of that to be true. I don't know anything about that.
I hear the Kentucky Fried Chicken, there's rats, you know?
Oh, come on!
Well, you hear stuff over the years.
My good friend always gets tuna, and for years I couldn't understand why. Just entered the article and got this emoji in reply. Oh, the emoji didn't come through.
Oh. Probably the, you know, the hands to the side of the face, like, oh, the Home Alone scream.
Our family always puts a splash of vinegar in the tuna. We used apple cider vinegar, but then I've been using red wine lately.
Oh, I'll try it.
That's a go-to for the misses, but
yeah,
anyway.
That's funny. So, can you taste it, or does it just sort of thin the whole thing out, or what's the...
I would say it thins the whole thing out. I don't really taste it. Like, it's not overwhelming, no.
Okay.
If it is, you've done too much.
Right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got a couple things that are going to happen on TV over the weekend. Just little, you know, new movies and stuff. Then I've got an update on the Pam Anderson situation that I think you'll find interesting. It's not good. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.